Potassium. Yeah, I saw that AI overview. It seemed a little suspect. I don't, but gotta say, kind of sound like fries. I mean, they're baked, which I assume is what he's getting at, but still. All right, that's crazy. Must be the potatoes. Yeah. Would not want to get in his way. Guys, I accidentally offended one of Noah's friends while commenting on a similar topic to this the other night. I was talking, I was like, yeah. No, I didn't say it. I forget exactly what we were talking about, but I was like, yeah, man, some people really go crazy, like, counting the macros and stuff like that. And he put his hands up. He's like, hey, listen, I don't do that anymore. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know you. He's right about that. Very nice. They're all good folk. Yeah, I kind of ruined his persona. Well, his past persona. Ooh, would that pen work in space? Oh, shit. Does that pen work in space? Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, okay, that's fun. Wow. Yeah, it was kind of wild, but hopefully it'll be better. I think he's got like a UTI or something like that, and that can make you kind of like delusional. Mentally, he's in a very bad way. So we'll see where that goes. I appreciate it. Yeah. Let's do it. Oh, and you're gone. All right, pick back up where you were. I feel like there was embellishment in there. Well, no. Was gonna say, well, that really ruffles my feathers. Son of a bitch. Ear said, hear the truth. I didn't have it. Yeah, the I spent a small amount of brain power, just thinking of possible alternative names, and couldn't come up with anything besides Chronicle, which I had said in the last session. So that's not a bad idea. Makes us sound like the 1% of the 1%. And I guess the sound of music is off the table as well, 'cause copyright. That's a good point. He just means they're there and So you better not be a fan of Indiana Jones either, because I think that's out. Yes, let's do it. Yeah. Do you know what their headcount is over there? Right. Yes, very clever. All right, thank you. Well, is it late? Did we drive here today? Do we need to get groceries? Oh, awesome. I mean, the healing potions are always helpful in a bind. Something that I'm doing, not just today, but in any of the like kind of passing time that we have in the next week, in our previous downtime, I created a couple pieces of what I'll call void paper. And I'm just kind of almost like meditating and holding the void paper in a telekinetic hand and just like focusing on the pull that the paper feels, and just really trying to get into a mind space and like recognize that pull and just be aware of it, sort of. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I got a 38 crit. At the time that he visits us, I guess sometime in the morning, had anyone else shown up? Does he disclose like what birth they're all in? Okay. Yeah. I guess it's not really that important. It looks like a shirt. And he's here with the scale. Right. Keep a low profile. Much better. Oh my God. Why'd they do that to him? Does anyone at our party resonate? Anzu's not really doing a ton. I do, having resonated with this man, I would take the opportunity to approach him like after he's in the hot tub. And yeah, just be like, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to shock you with that before. Just curious. Yeah, well, that's kind of the purpose of our group. Yeah, I'm endlessly curious about Void Song. Know, not everybody believes me, but I've been referring to the source of the Void Song as the vocalist. That being, I think there's a being out there that's sending this message out. I don't know if it feels to me like a cry for help, but I have no idea why. Do you have any thoughts yourself? You think it's Yeah, I'm curious to see the rate at which this thing can travel. That's okay. Well, maybe since we're on such a large vessel, it'll be more pleasant. Okay. Well, it's good to meet you. Good to know there's, some friendly listeners out here. Yeah, I don't know what everybody did to punch their ticket here, but have a feeling some lines were crossed. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, are you kind of the head of your envoy here, or? All right, fantastic. Well, it was great to meet you. My name's Anzu, by the way. And I point up our fane. It has like structure to it on the outside, right? Just kind of on, I guess, one of the ledges up top is Othello. And I point, I'm like, that's my bird Othello as well. You see him flying around. I'm probably not too far away. No, we had. I was hoping to kind of talk to him like away from the hot tub and everybody. Yeah. What the hell? We just hear crazy stories about what's out on the horizon, and I think we're a little nervous for our journey. Oh my God, why are you being so sp I'm sorry if making you show your face was a faux pas. Holy. Hard to read. So you're expecting conflict. That was my next question. Anzu just puts his beak in his hands and just kind of shakes his head. Us too. Oh, I think the confidence is fine. All right. I think that this has been a really productive introduction. I'm glad. I hope that by coming to you, before setting off, we hit you at a time that was a little less busy. Bet you haven't seen his permission slip. Oh no. That's all I think. Do they serve? Ooh, do they serve couscous? I'm having couscous. I feel like I feel like couscous is Mediterranean enough to not be crazy out of place. So you just tested that our heart is likely not under the influence. Is that okay? your other half. So do you think that your other half is going to be here kind of allied with the leadership? I mean, he's kind of throwing that to every person we meet, so maybe that's not a great idea. I suppose this will do because it's very obscure and inane. But we just had couscous. Can you just send us kind of your notes for the end game of the campaign? Loam. You absolute fool. George is out there just taking scoops out of the dirt when he goes on walks with the dog. I mean, there's really nothing to do right now. We just gotta, well, we need to be there, is what I'm saying. Well, no, I mean, here's they were going to make it there whether or not we were on this vessel. And so I would rather be here than not. Now, what we're going to have to do is have allies. Okay, we did a good job already with our party. But if that thing thinks that there's going to be a lot of violence, then probably there will be, and we're going to want friends. The Solari people I like them. They're probably toast, unless people just kind of ignore them. What I'm. I think that there's going to be a little bit of time before all hell breaks loose. I could be wrong, but. Josh, I have a question. It's a heart question. Can the power from one heart be like siphoned and like used or transferred to another? Like, what I'm thinking about is, are people going to be coming after other hearts to bolster their own? Right. Okay. Yeah. Because if you've got someone like Solari who, from an intrigue standpoint, is not going to be a threat, why would someone come after them? It would be to get their energy. No. Oh, Paavo. At Hildebrandt. Salvato. Are you crazy? Is Pavo turkey in another language? But he doesn't look like a bird in any way. He looks like he's blue. Am I right? Was he the blue one? Now, my one concern is if we start naming this alliance, is that going to be really like a tell? Like, oh, these guys are planning on an offensive. Like that, I don't want to put that out there. Wait, Josh, do not say, please don't say, just because George said this devil really got in our heads doesn't mean you need to also agree that all of us are affected in the same way. But I do agree that allies will be important. Well, we're the first ones in the door. I spoke to him. We're on good ground. Right. So we do have, some good connections already. I'm just, yeah. Well, if I recall, they were pretty early in the stages of setting up their thing, so not to give them, any points in their favor, but Did you see the boy as well? Okay. Like there was just a person. I don't really want to fight people on the road. Defense is good enough for now, but because there's a curse in that guy's backstory. So Hildebrandt is right next to us there at 15. Oh, the smile people.
I also don't think we should tell them.
And I'll mention to Yao that I had a friendly conversation with Pavo, and he mentioned that they were mutual friends. I mean, alternatively, they could kind of take them under their wing and, kind of have both hearts, because that's. 27. Yeah, might as well say hi to it. If we mention our positive dealings with the arc mechanic, does that have any sway? I guess I should do society, right? No one's got my 13 beat. I get a plus 4. Oh, I got a 37 crit for society. Just today. Hey, Salvato. What did I? Now, Josh, I need to point out that I believe you've put us in spot 15 on your list. So just swap the two. Well, I just have my chart, and my chart wasn't making any sense. We could pick up. Oh, geez, this is gonna get crazy. Are these conversations happening kind of over the course of the days as we approach? Okay, can I just slip in? We don't need to like play it out, but after our meeting with the Harlequin, I would have liked to have reported to Pavo that the Harlequin is like expecting there to be conflict and that we'd like to. I mean, they did make a connection, so that's at least pretty good. You think they're gonna take over the textile people? So are we just gonna role play a cookout every session? I have it marked that Meridian is the last one we talked to, so we can continue to go down the list next session. Well, I'm not saying we got to talk to everybody on the list, but. I think that I think that as you know, as more intelligent races that are not totally driven by primal, you know, instincts. I forget which one of these groups I rolled for to end up here. Yeah, I didn't write it down. It was something like my dad was like, which of these companies should we remain, you know, close to, or something like that. It doesn't really matter. Well, there was a heist, which I was going to also ask about, is which one of these orcs do you think is hiding the singers? What are they called? Right. Because they stole from Belvedere, and we don't know which one of these groups that was, I don't think. But you have to assume that one of these 19 groups miraculously broke into a highly secure facility and made it out and are gallivanting about as, oh, I make textiles. No, not at all. I think I need to know where she is to send her a message. No, but I have been thinking about exploring that space. Yeah, I don't think it's a holiday in a problematic way, unless it is for you, George. Which would be fine for the record. All righty. Well, I appreciate you guys doing these Thursdays these past couple weeks on my behalf. I'm hoping to not go anywhere for a couple months. I'm good. So. Mm-hmm.